You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. A year ago this week, a bombshell hit Hollywood.
Now to the latest on Harvey Weinstein. The New York Times reporting allegations by numerous women who say the Hollywood mogul sexually harassed them, his alleged victims, over nearly three decades.
Those allegations grew, of course, against both Weinstein and other powerful men in the movie industry, making Hollywood ground zero for the Me Too movement. To find out how one Hollywood institution is trying to protect actors, KCRW's Saul Gonzalez sat down with Gabrielle Carteris. She's the president of SAG-AFTRA, the labor union representing most film and TV actors. She says SAG-AFTRA has created a new code of conduct and set up a helpline for its 160,000 members. Carteris spoke to Saul in her office on Wilshire Boulevard.
First of all, sexual assault is not about sex, it's about power. I really believe that. And so that when people are on an equal playing field, when they're both in a place of equal power, that tends not to happen as much. And so it is really important. We need to make sure that we have the pay parity. I think it's a very important thread to this whole issue. Also, we need to have more women in leadership roles. I mean, I think it's stunning in this day and age with so many brilliant women and men out there that they can't be sharing the field. It should not be just dominated by males.
If I could be just very concrete about this, if I'm a 21-year-old, 22-year-old performer in this town, and I go to an audition, or I go to a casting meeting, and there is sexual misconduct there, if there is sexual misbehavior, should I feel confident reporting that now versus a year ago?
Yes. So, look, I know it's hard. I'm a woman. You don't have to be 21 to be uncomfortable. I just had something that occurred to me just several months back. And it is uncomfortable to make a report. But what I will say is that we recognized a year ago, though we had a hotline, we need to actually go and design that hotline to really respond to sexual harassment issues because people weren't feeling confident they could call in. And we went and trained those people who are receiving the calls to really give direction and support to the people who are reaching out. There's so many different reasons that people need to report. And aside from just reporting, one of the things that was really major for us was that people were saying, the people who've been victimized, we don't have any kind of support system. The union's job is to make strong contracts. We're not a therapeutic, you know, forum, but we actually recognize the needs of our members. And so we actually, the SAG-AFTRA Foundation partnered with the Actors Fund, and we actually have resources for our members who have been victimized to have resources so they can go and get the help that they need. And we want our members to know that they're not alone. Sexual harassment is throughout all industries. But we are in a really interesting industry where people are very vulnerable. The kind of work they do is, you know, you're revealing yourself. You're in situations that are more intimate than maybe the more traditional workspace. And so we want our members to know that they can go and reach out to the union because we want them to succeed and to feel powerful and to live a good life.
Do you feel that SAG-AFTRA could have done more earlier? There have been criticisms of the union that, you know, there's so many warning signs before the Weinstein affair, so many people who were so well-known doing this. Did, not you personally, but you, the union, do enough early enough?
I don't know if that's really the question. I don't know if we could have done more earlier. We weren't presented with certain, this is from my understanding, right, that we really weren't presented with certain things. I've talked to the actors who actually spoke out, and none of them had made a thing to the union on it. What I will say is this, that we've learned from this, and we've actually implemented and put things in place to make us stronger to respond to things in the future as people do reach out.
Looking ahead, what are you most hopeful about, and what are you most fearful about at the same time?
I'm fearful that people will say, well, there's been so many things implemented, that's enough, because I think that's the mistake. I think that we are actually just in the beginning of real change, and that if we just settle for what we have done, then we will fall back to where we were, if not farther back. I think people have to keep this in the forefront. And what I'm really hopeful about is that we can and will. I really believe that if we keep on this forward movement, we will help to create the systemic change that is imperative for the change we want to see, not only in our industry, because it can't just happen in our industry. If you think that we're just going to fix the industry and then not fix everybody else, what's going on, then nothing changes, right? Our industry just reflects something bigger that's going on in society, and that's what I want to change. So I'm hopeful. I am actually hopeful. I think there are good men and good women out there who really want to see something different and are appalled and will stand together to do that.
That was KCRW's Saul Gonzalez talking with SAG-AFTRA President Gabriel Carteris. And you are listening to KCRW.